Hey, music creators. If you're looking to get your music on Spotify, Apple Music, and more, I've got an exclusive offer for you. Use my personal affiliate link and get started with DistroKid to save big. With DistroKid, you can distribute your music quickly and easily. Plus, you keep 100% of your royalties. And when you use my link, you'll get a special discount automatically applied at checkout. Here's what you need to do. Click on my affiliate link, which is hit up distrokid.com/VIP/SEVEN/968392 for DistroKid and enjoy the savings. It's that simple. Don't miss out on this opportunity to kickstart your music career. Click the link, sign up with DistroKid, and start sharing your music with the world today.
Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Amaya Maria's The Rodis Live was popping out of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Teach you a lesson. Your body a weapon. Just like Myth and Western, you ride it like Western. You need you a Stetson. That be a blessing from who out of heaven. Yeah.
I love your smile. I need your kiss. Sex in me.
That was Amaya Marie with Pull Up. That song is available on all streaming platforms. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Back with another episode. I missed everybody. Sorry for the short week off, but everybody deserve a break. But I'm back with another episode. But first, I want to address something. This episode is 181 because that's the total episodes that I have. And I didn't count the bonus episodes. So I'm counting every episode. This episode is 181, Vacation 2. And I'm here with my lovely guest, my wife, Chain C. Introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live once again, babe.
Hello, everyone.
So today, we're going to talk about our vacation. And we actually went on a carnival cruise. So, babe, do you want to start? We're going to start from where we touched down. So we touched down in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, so it's nice weather, a break from where we're from because it was cold. So we spent the day in Tampa. We went out to eat. Good ambiance. Everything was close by, so we was in a good spot for the most part as far as where we get on at the cruise and the things that were around. Of course, Starbucks.
Yes.
Have decent coffee.
Yeah, Starbucks is good. Where we stayed? Johnson & Johnson?
No, we stayed at the Hampton Inn.
Oh, my bad. We stayed at the Hampton Inn. It was cool. The front desk guy, he had jokes and shit, but, you know, I ain't no poor sport or nothing and shit. He was funny. He was funny and he looked funny, but I don't judge people, but he was funny.
Yeah, the staff was nice. The hotel was nice. Like I said, it was a lot of things nearby and walking distance. So it was a good spot.
Yeah. Shout out Tampa. The weather was okay. So after we got settled in Tampa, we went to a little bar. I can't remember the name of the bar, but it was okay. I ain't really a drinker anymore, but man, if you've been to college and you're a college student, they had some motherfucking jungle juice. That shit was so strong. It seemed like they probably had that shit sitting out for a week, but man, I was slapped. What about you, babe?
Oh, yeah, after one glass of that, oh, Lord. And I had her ass Sprite to mine, so it was just a little too strong for me.
Man, the room was spinning when we got back to the room. It was only like a block away and shit, but we ain't gonna bore y'all with the drinking, but it was cool. You know, they said that the area was sketchy and all of that shit, but it wasn't sketchy at all. It was pretty cool, you know. Being from Chicago, I know what a sketchy area is. What about you, babe?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I didn't really look that sketchy.
On a sketch meter, what do you rate that area?
Maybe a 4.
A 4?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I'll probably say like a 2.
I think it was
probably more pickpockets and shit around there than anything.
Where people get drunk and then get robbed or something like that.
Yeah. It looked like, you know, the guys that dropped Vaseline and chicks drinks was there. That was the worst element there, in my opinion. So we get back to the room. We was a little jet lag, so we laid down and you know, we was anticipating the trip. So we woke up, and one thing that I do gotta say is they had some good kind tea. What you think, babe?
Yes, it was pretty decent.
They had my favorite, biscuits and gravy. That's what I look for at the continental breakfast. And of course, the fruit and vegetables. My fault, tomato? Tomato is a fruit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fruit.
Yeah. Hey, that was just a Freudian slip, me saying vegetable. But I ain't going to edit this shit out. I'm just keeping it a buck. But the breakfast was good. But we went back to the room after breakfast, and we got ready for our departure. What time did we leave to go board the ship, babe?
I think we had to be on the ship at like 11:30.
Oh yeah, so we had a nice little minute. We got us some Starbucks, and we got a couple of things that we needed for the boat. Like, I got some oil sheen and some razors, you know, because they big on that. They don't want no pirates taking over the ship, because we did go on a cruise. We went on a Carnival cruise, but I'll get back to the pirate shit in a minute. So at 11:30, you know, we start heading out, getting ready for the onboarding process of the, you know, getting on the Carnival ship. And we was anticipating the cruise. Babe, how do you rate the boarding process? I mean, like, from customs to Carnival, not actually Carnival itself, but customs.
Going through the whole custom experience.
Share that experience with the people.
It was unorganized chaos. I mean, it was no, like, flow to it. So, essentially, when you get on, it's pretty much worse than TSA. I'm sorry. It's worse than TSA. So, once you get there, of course, you have to show your passport, or if you have a birth certificate, because you don't have a passport, you have to have your birth certificate and your ID. You have to show your documents before they even let you walk in. So,
but that's kind of standard operational procedure, babe.
Yes.
You know, but I don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
So essentially, it's like the airport. So once you go through the line, they have you step up to go through
security.
She
don't like the airport. She got pre-check. She don't like the airport.
You do too.
Let me tell you how ghetto. Hey, hold that thought. Let me tell you how ghetto these motherfuckers is. They gave me my pre-check after I touched down back to Chicago. So forget all that pre-check. But my wife, she got pre-check, so you know, she could, you know, avoid the TSA. And it is a convenience. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
So, essentially, when you're boarding the ship, you have to go through certain checkpoints. So, like I said, like the TSA, you got to go through security. So if you have any bags, you got to put it on a conveyor belt to go through the detectors. You got to walk through the metal detectors, make sure you empty your pockets. So the whole typical procedure like the TSA, nothing in your pockets.
Hey, she snapped off. Why she had a weapon?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
She had a weapon.
No, I did not. No, I do not listen to him on this one. So anyway, go through security. They told us, go to this line. So, go to the line, put the bags up, walk through as instructed. So, they said, whose book bag is this? I'm like, mine. And, you know, what's the problem? Oh, you can't take scissors. And mind you, these are not long, big, gaudy scissors. No, these are essentially preschool, blunt, baby scissors that you would get your 3-year-old, 4-year-old doing arts and crafts to cut with. So they had someone come over because I'm like, why? Because I brought scissors before. I always bring a little small pair of scissors with me. One, if you buy clothes and you want to cut off your tags, you have something to cut them with. Two, you might have to open up something that's hard to open. And it's always just handy to have a little pair of scissors. These were kid, preschool, blunt baby scissors, and they confiscated them.
Man, she snapped.
And they said
off.
That,
she
oh, this is part of our policy. Off. So essentially, you know, my pettiness was coming out because I was ready to, like, as soon as I get off a ship, order a whole case of baby scissors and mail them to that headquarters in Tampa. Since you love scissors so much, here you go. Arts and crafts time. I mean, ridiculous. Come on. I can get through TSA with them same baby scissors and get on an airplane and it's not an issue. How is blunt kitty scissors this scary boogeyman weapon? So, yeah, it went off to a bad start. I didn't even want to get on the boat.
Rules are rules.
I did not even want to get on a ship after this, after the customs people. They, like, really pissed me off. Hey. So then, essentially, we walked through. They told us to stand in this line so this drug-sniffing dog can sniff our bags.
I know, like, you're not talking about the dog.
Yes,
you're
he slobbered on my back.
You're a dog lover.
And so they told us again, like, because it was unorganized. Oh, go over here. No, go over there. Stand over there. Go over there. Show your passport again. Show your passport again. Put your passport again. Show your passport again. If you would have just told people at the beginning, keep your passports out until you get to this point, and keep your boarding pass out, it could have been better organized. Essentially, whole boarding process.
She threw the scissors so fucking hard, it fucking left a little dent in the fucking wall. No. And they was really on us after that.
Let me finish. So, line up at some, what's it, lab or something. One of them little lab golden retriever dogs that they have as the drug sniffing dogs. I guess they ain't got no German Shepherd because I thought that's the dog they use for this mess. But anyway, dog slobbered on my backpack. Yeah, I was pissed. I mean, train your dog or something. I don't know. I grew up with dogs, but still, I don't know that dog. So they have you line up so the dog can sniff your bags. We followed the instructions. Dog sniffed the bag. Then they told us to go over there and see this lady at the desk. Okay, we walked over there. Then all of a sudden, the guy with the dog, oh, you guys skipped this step. I'm like, you're a lie. You're a liar. That dog slobbed on my bag and showed us the slob that's on my bag that your dog left. But you know, lying, you can roll the camera and see that your dog sniffed our bag before we went to the next step. So it was very frustrating and it was unorganized. We've been on other carnival cruises, and I just don't remember this disorganization of the process of boarding. It was terrible. So if I had to rate, they would get an F for the boarding process.
In the military, we'll call it a clusterfuck. So, hey, if it's anybody, you know, listening, in the comments, I'm going to leave a poll. Do y'all think scissors is considered a weapon? Kitty scissors.
Blunt.
Y'all let me know if y'all think it's a weapon in the comments. All right. So, babe, after that, actually boarding the Carnival Pride, right?
Yes.
How do you rate that experience, the onboarding process?
So once we got on the ship itself, the staff was very nice on this ship. We talked about the other ship, and you have to go back and watch that episode or listen to that episode. It was a stark contrast. This ship, like all the staff, they had a welcoming vibe. Everyone spoke, good morning, you know, how are you? Can I help you with anything? Very good customer service, very good customer service.
Right. I think, you know, in any professional setting, especially at a job, you're supposed to speak. At least say good morning or wave or something. I don't know what's going on. You know, we're in a climate where people don't have common courtesy and don't even know how to say good morning. Like, who raised some of these people? But I digress. They was very nice. Everybody was nice, except for the people that was running the roulette table and shit.
I knew he was gonna say that.
You know, they don't like to lose their money fan square, but we'll get back to that later. So what's next, babe? So the first day, I love the Guy's Burger. Shout out to King Germ. He like Guy's Burgers too. If you never been on a Carnival cruise, Guy's Burgers is the bomb. What you think?
Yes. That's the first thing you should hit up when you get on.
Right. You know, while you walking around. This boat, it was a little smaller, but all the food was good. The first day, we went to the steakhouse, and man, bon appetit.
Yes, the steakhouse was delish.
I had the surf and turf.
I had the cowboy steak.
Okay. Did you have it well? Medium well or rare?
Medium.
Medium is good. If you ask for medium, you'll get it perfect. You know, the food was good. That's all I got to say. Everything was kind of spaced out, and it was a lot of new cruisers because it was no line for the Mexican breakfast where you get the burritos and the eggs and the tacos. People will sleep on it. I mean, it was wide open. The pizza line was wide open. The sandwich line was wide open. After they caught on, they had good sushi on the boat too, but
yes,
it was the bomb. And the actual dining room, I ain't talking about the buffet, the actual dining room has some good dishes as well.
Yes.
So I'm gonna say my favorite dish was the frog legs, and I had some avocado cucumber soup. I know y'all like avocado cucumber soup. What is that? So avocado cucumber soup is actually a cold soup, and it's really good. You gotta try it. If you go out somewhere and it's on the menu, most definitely tried.
And their lentil soup was so delicious. All their soups were good for every starter meal.
Yeah, they had good chefs. I will say that. They had some good chefs. Mm-hmm. Like the casino was cool, the people in the casino was cool. But the roulette table started cheating about 2 o'clock every day. 2 o'clock.
Oh my God.
2 o'clock in the morning. What roulette table closing before 3 a.m.? You know? Come on now. I didn't lose. I came up, y'all. I came up, so that's what's popping. They tried to cheat me, but I had to gather my bearings and remember that we weren't outside. We was on a boat, but it was cool. All I did was play roulette. and mingle with the people. You know, I always like to go to the casino so you could get kind of a vibe what the people like on the cruise, or at least where the cool people are or who the cool people gonna be. So, babe, how was your comedy shows? I missed every comedy show with my babe.
I know, because you really come with me.
I don't really fuck with the comedy shows because I don't want nobody talking about me.
That's why you sit in the back, because everybody that sat in the front got roasted.
Yeah, I didn't want to get roasted.
And I didn't want to sit in the front, so I made sure I got that early and sat in the back so you don't see me. I'm incognito. You ain't gonna see me because you can't. You're not roasting me. But it was all good overall. They did have two different comedians at the beginning of the cruise, and then they brought on two newer ones towards the end of the cruise.
Yeah. So let's talk about the ports. So we went on a 7-day. And we hit 4 ports. So our first port was Grand Cayman. And it was pretty cool, like the scenery, just to get out of America. It's like it's a dark cloud around this motherfucker.
Beautiful waters.
Beautiful water, beautiful beaches, great food, great drinks.
Nice people. But it's chickens running, wild chickens running around now.
Yeah. Roosters. We saw a rooster. I might use the rooster as the this episode cover. This rooster or another option.
Yeah, let's turn around because I'm not about to get in a fight with a rooster. Because I'm pretty sure them things is vicious.
So we saw some people that was cool on the boat, and they told us, like, man, you know, it really ain't nothing here. It's a lot of shops. They giving out free stuff. But if y'all listen to the show, and if you're a first-time listener of the show, you may or may not know that I love some jerk. It ain't been too good here on the home front in the U.S. of A. unless we made it, but or on the south side of Chicago. But we went to this place called
the Cabana
Island Cabana.
Yes,
and I got the conch fritters,
and I got the ceviche,
and we was chilling, drinking. The food was real filling. It didn't even taste like nothing in the States.
No, very fresh.
It's like I've been eating mystery meat all while I was over here, compared to my experience eating the duration off the ship during our cruise. But the conch was good. I had a drink. What did I have?
I think you had some kind of mojito.
I had a mojito, y'all. I had me a little island drink. The mojito, it was fire. It had good vodka and rum in it. You could taste everything. What you had, babe?
I can't remember the name, but it was a rum drink. That's what you drink when you go to the islands. Rum.
Right. So, a lot of times we eat with our eyes when we go out, but we got apps this time, and it was cool just getting the apps because they had some red snapper, and it looked fire. Mm. It was so big, 3 people was eating off 1 deep-fried red snapper.
It was catching it fresh. Market there with all the fish.
Yeah, they was catching it fresh. You know, the cabana was like maybe literally a good 10 feet away from where they was catching the fish at. So, you know, shout out to the cabana. I know they making a mint there. The manager or the owner, she was on her business. She was like, look, I know it's 100 of y'all here. No separate checks. No separate checks. All y'all put y'all coins together and we gonna tally this thing up or y'all ain't getting back on that motherfucking boat. So shout out to her. She let that shit be known. We were sitting next to a couple, and they son, he was really busy. You know, we always seem to encounter some type of kids, and it was some hard-headed kids. It was some hard-headed kids on this damn cruise. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, the shorty, he was fit up fall off over into the damn water, you know, but I used my marine voice to save him. Get it back now. Get it back. And the parents was appreciative. You know, it was funny, but it was cool. So, after Grand Cayman, we went to Honduras, right?
Yes.
How'd you like Honduras?
I liked it a lot. It was very hot and humid. Like in the 90s, it was very humid. But we went to the beach to cool off.
People was paying $30 to get airlifted to the beach, and it was only like maybe...
It wasn't that far of a walk.
A half a mile. It wasn't even that long, but it was cool. Man, the water was straight. Like, if y'all follow me on TikTok, on one of my reels, I was feeling the water. I wasn't trying to get in at first, but it was calling me like, get in. Get in. You won't want to get out. Get in.
It was nice. It was relaxing.
Yeah. And the world is a very small place. It's so small, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so small that I met some people from Alabama, and I actually met somebody from Chicago that went to my high school. They went there when it opened. They was there when it initially opened in 1979. And they were saying that they was from the South Side and the West Side. I forgot their name, but shout out to them. They was real cool. One of the people in their party said they was a vegan, but said they was eating something.
Oh,
I don't know what they was eating, but they was eating something. Shout out.
Carbs. Lots of carbs.
Shout out to all the vegans out there. Shout out to all the vegans. Yeah. So what else? Oh, we had met some people. We had met some people at dinner. And my wife didn't even know who the lady was in her clothes. She came over there dropping it like it's hot. And they,
oh, at breakfast.
Yeah,
yes.
They was a retired couple. You know, they was dropping gems on us, mm-hmm. and everything. You know, it's always good to respect, you know, generations who came before you, and also respect the generations, you know, that's coming up after you, because respect go a long way. You can't mm-hmm. expect somebody listen to you if you're not willing to listen to people who paved the way for you, you know. But on a vacation, ain't nobody trying to listen to nobody, but it's always good conversation and good people everywhere.
Yes.
So Honduras, it was the bomb, man. It was so much greenery, not drugs, like green vegetation.
Palm trees, the beach, the sand.
We didn't do no excursions.
No,
we just chilled.
Yeah,
chilled at the
jerk.
Beach. Oh yeah,
jerk.
We did eat jerk.
So mad about the plantains.
What was you mad about?
No plantains. How do you run out of plantains?
And they bought French fries and
I'm
shit.
I'm like, I can eat that at the crib.
Nobody
like,
don't
no,
want no French fries,
French fries
in the islands and
I
shit.
Want plantains or my peas and rice.
Right. But, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, how do you rate the jerk?
The jerk was pretty good. I would say 8.
Yeah. I give it about an 8. No complaints. The drinks was good.
Mm-hmm.
If
you like pina colada. Mm-mm-mm.
If you're going to sing, you're going to have to sing. We don't want to hear no Jacqueline stuff. Do it. Sing that.
Yes, I do.
Sing that part over.
If you like pina colada.
Okay. Yeah. She's trying to rank on me because I had a pina colada.
No, we both did.
Oh, you had one too? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, the pina coladas was fire. You know, I can't, man, I was in the water drunk. That's crazy.
You was drunk off the pina colada?
I wouldn't advise nobody to get in the water inebriated, but it was cool.
Oh my God.
It was very cool and it wasn't that bad.
That's why you fell asleep on the beach?
Yeah, I did fall asleep. I fell asleep on the beach, but it was all good. I got in the water, you know. I was having a good time. I wouldn't wish to be there with nobody but you, babe. You ain't complain.
H Pimpin.
You didn't complain not one time.
What's the complaint about?
Man, it felt like paradise.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like paradise. And it ain't like, you know, we ain't never been nowhere before. We are well versed in travel, but it was definitely a good vibe. It was so chill. Mm-hmm. We took pictures, you know, we paced ourselves so we wouldn't get off too early and we wouldn't be late getting back to the boat either. So it's all good, especially when, you know, you could just get right off the boat. It's always a treat when you could just get directly off the boat and then do whatever it is you got to do. So it's always good.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, we got back on the boat. And we did a lot of chilling on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
We really maximized our vacation, and it didn't seem rushed.
No, it didn't.
And it was a well-deserved vacation from
the hustle and bustle.
From the everyday.
Of the daily living.
Yeah, everyday life, you yes. know. So we really did get to chillax. So what's the next port, babe?
Belize.
To me, I think Belize was my favorite port.
Mine's too.
I think Belize was my favorite port.
In Honduras, yeah, tie for me.
Yeah. So when we went to Belize, we had to actually get on a boat to get to land.
Yes.
And it was cool. Like, when I went on a West Coast cruise, the boat was little and it wasn't really moving now. That motherfucker was on nigga time and shit. That motherfucker was beep, 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 beep. But this boat, man, it was moving out. It was moving out like some shit on G.I. Joe or something. I felt like I was part of the Cobra Commander or some shit. That's how it was moving out. It was reminding me of my Marine days on the LCACs. That's what I'm talking about. It was moving.
Yeah, so we had to tender. It was a tender port. Grand Cayman was too. So Grand Cayman and Belize were both tender ports.
Define tender for the people who may not know.
Okay, so basically, you have to get on a smaller boat to get to land. So the cruise ship can't dock close by because of the water depth is too shallow. So they have to dock literally further away from the shore. And then a smaller boat pulls on the side of the ship. And you have to walk down these stairs and get on this boat. And it will take you to land. And they'll tell you what time to be back and what time the last boat will leave, so you better be there or you will be stranded in that country. So you have to pay attention to what time they say to come back to get on the little boat to get back to the ship. So that's basically what a tender boat is. Getting on a smaller boat to get to land and back.
So when we went to Belize, we actually booked an excursion ahead of time. and we went to the Belkin Brewery. But prior to actually departing for the trip, my wife was spazzing the fuck out. Where they at?
No, because they changed the time. They left a letter on the door the night before saying to be out there earlier. So, you know, you want to be on time and not miss your excursion. So they said meet on the pier. So it was people holding signs, but we couldn't find our excursion.
So what happened is we actually gained an hour.
Yeah.
And that was the miscommunication. So we was actually off the boat an hour earlier. We could have stayed on the boat another 30 or 40 minutes or so.
But they told us to be off an hour before the excursion.
But we
to meet at the pier.
We gained an hour. I don't really like to be going off the boat and shit. But it's cool because you don't want to get left. But we finally did meet our tour guide.
Yes.
Gus. Yes. That was his name. Gus. And shout out to Gus. Gus was cool than a motherfucker. Like me, I usually don't like people, you know, really, really running their jibs. But one thing about Gus, he called me out. I was tired, shit. Fuck. He was like, "You don't want to be here? You okay? You got any health problems?" I was like, "Man, I'm all right. I'm listening, you know. I'm just a little tired." But Gus was cool. He told us about the history of Belize, and he really got people who had any type of, you know, prejudices against any people, because we are one race, the human race. He got people in line before we even left.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "Man, you're going to see black people with blue eyes, green eyes and shit. You know, you might see a white guy with a black girl. Hey, if you got any type of issues with that shit, oh well, suck it up." Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he gave us a little history lesson and said that, you know, everything was mixed up because of the war. And you got Germans over there.
All kinds of people.
Creoles and everything. Yes. So it's like a pot of gumbo. I'm quoting him.
Yes.
It's all mixed up. And he was saying, like, you know, Belize is like kind of like a poor country. Don't come over here with your judgmental bullshit. You know, you're going to see some things that, you know, you might turn your nose up at, but shit, they're just trying to make it like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Gus.
Yes. So, we started off on the rich side of the, I'm going to say island country. It's not an island. So, we saw a lot of nice big houses and whatnot. We saw pigeons there. Haven't seen a pigeon up here in a long time, but we saw pigeons there. I guess that's where they went. So
I hate motherfucking pigeons. I hate pigeons.
They'll rob you for your food.
I hate pigeons. I mean, I hate stool pigeons, tricks, and snitches.
Oh, my gosh.
The world be a better place if everybody mind their business. Go back.
So we started our tour on the rich side of the country. So he talked about the history of the country. And like my husband said, like, they're one big melting pot. All races and colors and creeds, and everyone gets along. Wish you guys I could do that. But anyway, we ended up going to the brewery, and we went through the whole process of, you know, we had a tour of the brewery, and he went through the whole process of, like, how they make the beer. The beer of that country is Belkin beer. So, and we actually got to sample four of their beers, which surprisingly, the dark stout beer was actually, to me, the best one. And I'm usually not a stout beer drinker. So for me, that was the best one out of all the samples.
Man, it tastes better than Lucky Strike. It tastes Guinness. Better than Guinness, of course. Mm-hmm. But my favorite dark beer, which is Modelo Negra, it tastes better than that, y'all. Mm-hmm. So I drank all four of my... Mm-hmm. I drank all four of my beers and my wife's beers, even though I'm not a drinker. Shit.
I like the ultralight one. That one was
yeah,
good
the ultralight was
and
good.
And the stout one. And the stout those one was two good. Was the best ones
yeah,
to make.
They was. And I can't remember the tour guide. I got some videos. I'm going to post them on TikTok, y'all. I'm going to have it in my stories and my reel to help promote the episode, y'all. Hey, shout out to y'all for listening. Shout out to y'all for, you know, holding me down for the week that I didn't have an episode, y'all. I still charted and I still got good numbers because y'all fuck with me. Pause. Back to the tour. Tour.
Okay. So then after the tour, we tasted the four different beers, and then we had lunch.
And lunch was good.
Yes, we had Creole chicken, rice and peas, and plantains.
And we did they have plantains?
Yes, because you wanted a side order.
They gave us one little fucking, one little bitty plantain. I know y'all like that. Damn, nigga, you never, you Rodas, you never ate before.
I mean, we used to eat that as a snack. Yeah. As a shorty, you little deep frown.
Not me.
And put a I still
don't know what my wife's nationality is.
Oh my God.
What's your ethnicity?
Oh my God. Plantains are so good.
What's your ethnicity? I can't so never good. Get it. What's your
God.
Ethnicity? I need to see a birth certificate. What are you?
You are a trip.
What are you?
Avocado just slice. Man. Avocado is good on beef stew. Just dropping that out there.
Hey, I never heard of that until I got with this beautiful person right here. But it is
That's
good. It's good. So, what's good about this beer tour, we actually got to go. We got a consolation prize, which was going to the rum dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A.
The liquor store.
Liquor store. Look, y'all. Hey.
He said, this was the instructions. Okay, we're going to get off this bus. Don't mind these people over here begging. Just walks directly in, goes straight in. And I'm like, what kind of hood mess is this? But we used to it because, you know, over here, you go to Walgreens at night, you're going to have people hanging out in the parking lot of Walgreens like it's the club or something. So we used to people begging outside of Walgreens and all that stuff. But we walked right in.
And we not better than nobody.
No,
y'all. We ain't no bougie, snooty people.
Oh, no.
Y'all know I'm Nah.
But I was like, what in the liquor store is this? So they had all kinds of rums in there that you can think of.
They had two shots for $1.
Yes.
So basically, if you got $20, you could get carried up out of there back to the bus.
Oh my God.
Man, I was drinking up in that boy, and it was so good. The people was cool. Mm-hmm. Everybody was chill. Yep. It wasn't no type of negative elements. I seen somebody that went to my high school, our alma mater, and shout out to them. They was like, yeah, we know about the rum. We know about the rum distillery.
Mm-hmm.
This the highlight of the trip. It was one of the highlights of the trip. Shout out to them. And we got back on the bus and we went back. And man, you know, I ain't got nothing but good things to say about Belize.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next time we go, we might just stay at a spot for about a week or something so we could chill and kick it, you know?
And do some of the activities.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was awesome.
Yes.
And now we went back to the boat. Everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was smooth. So, and once again, our trip, our vacation did not seem rushed. It didn't seem rushed at all. It went by gracefully, you know?
Yes, indeed.
I had a good time.
Me too.
So, last but not least,
dun, 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 dun.
Cozumel. I like Cozumel. We went to Cozumel, Mexico. You know, some of the kids at my school, they Mexican. And, you know, I checked in with them again before I left. You know, and they let me know that I'll be all right. So, shout out to them.
So we've been to Cozumel, I believe, last year on our last cruise. So this time we didn't do an excursion here. We just kind of chilled at the port. So when we got off, we kind of walked around through the shops and looked at different things that we might want to buy. And we tried rum cake.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I got a little buzz.
Then I had mango. Margarita, daiquiri. And you had pina colada.
I had pina colada again, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm drinking soft drinks. I was drinking a soft drink.
Oh my God, it has rum in it. It's so silly.
It was so good. It was so good, y'all. It was good.
It was good.
We was stepping in Mexico and shit. Everybody started saucing after us. And it was cool, you know. It looked like a little soul train line and shit up in Mexico.
Well, they had a stripper pole at the restaurant.
Yeah, they did, but wasn't nobody bold enough to get on that.
One drunk girl got on it.
Oh, wow. I didn't see her.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Man, nothing but good things to say about Cozumel. Let me see. We got a beef patty somewhere.
That was Grand Cayman.
Grand Cayman. We got
a beef patty.
We got a beef patty. That motherfucker was fire, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I said, before we get it back on this boat, we got to get a beef patty.
It was good.
Yes.
So, yeah. Cozumel, we have been there before. And, you know, if y'all listen to the last vacation episode one, that's where the fish was eating the dead skin off my feet.
Mm-hmm. We went to the beach resort, yes.
So, nobody ate off my feet this time. We just kind of kicked it and chilled and it was cool. It was a good vibe. You know, I really enjoyed this vacation. And I really enjoyed sharing my vacation with y'all. And like I said, I appreciate y'all holding me down every week. Every week, pulling up. You know, it's not often that I have a lot of guests on the show, but really happy to have my wife on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start crying after I get off the mic, y'all. Because it's love.
Mm-hmm. Love you, babe.
I love you, too. So, how was your sea days?
My sea days was fine. I mean, I usually
your
don't
last
do
sea day.
Oh, my last sea day? I thought you said the sea days.
Well, we could talk about the sea days. Bittersweet?
Yeah. In a way, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home and just get back to the hustle and bustle. But it was a nice vacation, a much needed vacation.
I think
we needed a break.
I think the best part about the vacation is that outside of my job, out of my three or four jobs that I got, I did not have any social media.
Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow. I didn't have no social media activity, which was cool. Until we got to Cozumel, they had Wi-Fi in there. So, you know, we was chilling, kicking it in there. The last thing you want to do is get back to America and have a $800 phone bill for 40-minute call or some spammers calling you or something. You don't want that. I've been there, done that. And you can get international calling, but, you know.
Yeah, you can get an international plan, but you don't want no roaming surprises, no high phone bill. So it's best to keep it on airplane mode.
Man, my phone was on airplane mode.
Mine's too.
The whole time. So, anything else you got for the listeners of Ride or Slide?
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you are interested in cruising, you can always leave a comment in this answer box and we'll answer your questions.
Make sure y'all go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com and get some merch. Episodes drop every Friday at midnight. Peace.
Peace.